In the first Bush term, relations between the United States and its traditional European allies were strained, especially over Washington's approach to Iraq and the Middle East. But Pierre Rousselin, foreign editor in Paris of Le Figaro daily newspaper, says the response in France to President Bush's recent trip to Europe was generally positive.
I think there was quite a lot of surprise to see to what extent President Bush went in the language he used to show that he was ready to work with Europe on most issues. There was some skepticism, people saying that it was almost too good to be true and that we had to wait for acts rather than words and see if this administration was really going to follow through.
Mr. Rousselin says it is particularly encouraging that President Bush appears to be revising his tough stance on how Washington should deal with Iran's nuclear program.
My understanding is that he is studying the proposal he was presented by the Europeans. I'm not sure he has made up his mind. So we have to wait for the final decision. But it is a sign that he is taking seriously what the Europeans told him on his trip. It was not only a PR trip that he made last week just to be nice to people he was visiting. Apparently there is substance behind it.
This perception is reinforced by concrete cooperation taking place now between Washington and Paris on defusing the political crisis in Lebanon. The United States and France are jointly urging Syria to immediately withdraw its military and intelligence forces from Lebanese territory and are calling for a credible and transparent investigation into the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. But Matthias Rube, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says the German response to President Bush's visit was less upbeat.
Actually, it is regarded, if you're reading the op-eds and the commentaries by politicians, as window dressing. And also the broader public, I think, thinks that it's rather a change in style, but not in substance. And the future will show that there are still a lot of sticking points in the way to better relationship between the transatlantic partners. So all in all, the skepticism is prevailing, even though a majority agrees that it's better to have a cordial relationship and a cordial dialogue instead of a dialogue of the deaf.
Mr. Rube says the American president has more work to do to convince Europeans that he is really on their side, especially in regard to Iran.
The United States should join the Europeans to offer some incentives for the Iranians in order to convince them to give up their nuclear arms program. This first signal coming now from Washington is still perceived rather with skepticism. People in Europe all in all think the United States is rather a dangerous player on the international field, and that the role that the United States is playing with her foreign policy is rather detrimental to the international security situation.
Dmitry Sidorov, Washington bureau chief of Kommersant, a business and political daily in Moscow, shares Mr. Rube's skepticism, but he describes the official press reaction in Russia to last week's meeting between President Bush and President Putin in Slovakia as quite cheerful.
Unlike some Russian media, my newspaper was not that happy in regard to Bush-Putin meeting in Bratislava. The event there proved my skepticism in a way that the meeting was quite politically uneventful. I think that Bush and Putin could have discussed the issues over the phone, and there was no need for presidents to go to Bratislava because, again, in my view, there were and they are two major issues between two presidents. The first one is Russian cooperation with Iran, and I mean nuclear cooperation. And the second thing is the question of human rights and democracy in Russia. These two issues were not, in my view, properly addressed by President Bush.
Despite some criticism of the Bush-Putin press conference, which appeared to gloss over real differences between the two leaders, the media in general welcomed the American president's cordial tone during his European trip. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham. Was die Mode strengt, arme Menschen,
Mein Gott, 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 mein Gott